The stage is set for high-stakes peace talks in Islamabad as US and Iranian officials prepare to negotiate the terms of a fragile ceasefire. President Trump says he is very optimistic about a deal, but later threatened Tehran over charging fees in the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Israel's prime minister has agreed to hold direct talks with Lebanon next week, saying the focus will be on disarming Tehran-aligned Hezbollah. Let's bring in Bloomberg's Jemana Baseci in Dubai. So from a market's perspective, seem to be giving the ceasefire the benefit of the doubt right now, Jemana, even though it's been tested on a number of fronts in the past 24, 48 hours. What are the chances of any kind of breakthrough at these talks that are fast approaching?
Yeah, well, so far, I should say, Anna, the ceasefire does appear to be holding, at least in the last 24 hours. But the stakes are very high, as you say. The challenge here is to turn this ceasefire into something more permanent. And the fact that the negotiations actually are going to take place in Islamabad in itself is a victory for all of the mediators involved, especially because at one point yesterday, it didn't seem like Iran were going to partake, and especially on back of Israel's very heavy airstrikes on Lebanon the day before, and real questions about whether the regional ceasefire was also going to apply to Lebanon as well. Now, because the death toll was so high after those days, that day of heavy strikes on Lebanon, more than 300, there was a lot of backlash from the international community. And so it transpired in the evening yesterday that the White House did actually apply pressure on Israel, on the Israeli prime minister, to enter into direct negotiations with Lebanon. So that is a separate track that is opening up. And because of that, it has allowed for these in-person Iran-US negotiations to take place.